Good evening, Creep. Welcome to the Mystery Playhouse. Creeps, over the minds of mortal men come many shadows. Shadows of greed and hate, jealousy and fear. Darkness is the absence of light. So in the sudden shadows which fog the minds of men and women, come the strange impulses which urge them into the unknown. Listen now to The Border, tonight's Mystery Playhouse presentation of Dark Venture.
Marge was a sweet kid. We might have become very good friends if we hadn't made the mistake of getting married. At the end of the first year, I was ready to throw in the towel. I was really tired of the whole thing. Once she'd come home from work and chatter about everything under the sun, I tried so hard not to yawn in her face.
Darling, you know the front bedroom? Well, it's just going to waste. And today at work, I thought of a way to get us some extra money.
Your voice bored me, your face bored me, your hair, everything about it.
I was thinking of putting an ad in the paper and running the room until you can get on your feet again.
All the time she talked, I kept imagining how swell it would be just to get up and go through the door and never come back.
Money would pay our grocery bill and... Oh, honey, you weren't even listening to me.
Huh? Oh, sorry, I was thinking of something else.
I'll tell you what. Since you're such a deep thinker, my sweet, I'll pay you a whole nickel for your thoughts.
Save your money, baby. If I told you what I was thinking, you'd want a refund. I wanted to leave with all my heart. But where would I go? I was down to borrowing quarters from old friends and stealing dimes from my wife's purse. So I let things slide. And that's why I'm in this mess. For you see, if I'd left then, I wouldn't have bumped into the old guy a week later. Yeah, there he was, in our apartment, fiddling around with the door to the front bedroom.
Oh, afternoon. You must be Mr. Jordan.
Yeah, that's right. What's going on here?
I'm Mr. Hawkins, new boarder.
Huh?
Yes, rented the room this morning before your wife went to work. Answer to the ad, you know.
The ad? Oh, yeah, I think I remember saying something about it. But what are you doing to that door?
Oh, installing the double lock. I asked your wife. She said she didn't mind.
Well, she may not mind, but I do. Why do you need a double lock?
I have my reasons, Mr. Jordan.
You do, huh? Well, I don't like the idea myself. Neither my wife or I would touch anything you've got.
Oh, it's not that.
I don't want you putting a lock on that door.
Well, sure how.
That's right.
All right, Mr. Jordan. I'll find another way.
Another way for what?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, man, screwy little word if can really drive you nuts. If I'd been listening to Marge that first night, I wouldn't have let her rent that room. And if the old man hadn't been there when I came in, I wouldn't have gotten sore and left the house before Marge got home. I wouldn't have gone down to Jerry's bar. I wouldn't have met Ruthie. She was at the telephone when I came in. Then she started walking toward us.
Well, still no answer, Jerry. He's not going to show up.
Better luck next time, Ruthie.
That's a lot of propaganda. Next time, it'll be just like this time. When I was born, the eight-ball business started booming.
Don't take it so hard.
Jerry, I think what the lady needs is a stimulant.
Well, ask you what I need.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. What I need is a bottle of strychnine and some nerve.
That was Ruthie. And there was something about her right from the start that pressed a button in my brain. I forgot Marge and how bored I was, and old man Hawkins who tried to put a padlock on his door. I forgot everything but Ruthie. Then, about a month after we'd met, I was back in that same bar again. It was almost closing time. There was something wrong. I could feel it.
Ralph, I think the word is out. Weeder's vein or something for what I want to tell you.
Huh?
I'm leaving town next week.
Where are you going, Ruthie?
Out west. Maybe L.A., maybe Frisco.
But why?
Because I've been battered around so much I'm punch drunk. Because I promised myself I'd never let it happen again, and it's happening.
What's happening?
I'm falling in love with the wrong guy. You.
Ruthie, don't go away, please. I'll go crazy if you go away.
But I am. In a week, like I said. But, if something comes up before then that would give me a reason for staying, well, feel free to telephone.
Man, she left. There wasn't a thing I could do about it. I wanted to bust the whole world right in that jaw. What could happen in a week or a month that would do me any good? I was dead broke. I didn't have enough money to follow Ruth to the edge of town. I'm just sitting there thinking. I started getting a funny feeling. Someone was watching me. I looked up quick. It was Mr. Hawkins, our boarder.
Oh, hello there. Hi, Mr. Jordan.
Hey, what are you doing here, spying on me?
Why should I spy on you? Ain't a crime to take a little drink now and then. Just had a few myself. Celebrating.
Oh.
Well, this place is closing up. You going home?
Yeah.
Mind if I walk along with you?
Do as you like. It's all the same to me. That's the way you want it.
Come on. Well, here we are. Up the stairs, eh? I hope you don't tell your missus I was drinking. Some women don't like to rent rooms if fellas are drink.
I won't tell her.
Someday I won't have to worry about things like that. Someday I'm going to have a sweet little grocery store with rooms in the back, and I'll do what I please.
Yeah, let me open the front door.
Yep, $5,000 is all I need. Almost got it.
You better be quiet or you'll wake my... You almost got what?
What do you think I won that double lock for, huh, Mr. Jordan? I come into my room. I want to show you something. $3,500.
Where would you get $3,500?
Am I working for 25 years for other people? Am I living in rented rooms all my life? Now, look here, Mr. Jordan. Right here in this dresser drawer here. Now, if you don't believe me, look here. $3,500. Nobody knows about it. You wouldn't know about it either. If I wasn't so drunk.
$3,500.
Yes, fellas really do things with this kind of money, eh, Mr. Jordan?
I went to bed. Marge is sleeping soundly. I closed my eyes, but sleep was a million miles away.
If something comes up before then that will give me your reason for staying, well, feel free to telephone.
$3,500. We could go away together. All the bloodhounds in the world couldn't find us. Oh, that wasn't true. The old man would make a bigger noise than Bikini. Didn't have us quick. I looked at the little luminous clock that stood in the dresser. 3:10.
Feller could really do things for this kind of money, eh, Mr. Jordan?
You have to get the money, I just about have to cut his throat. I couldn't stay in bed any longer. Got up and went to the old man's door. I listened. There wasn't a sound. $3,500. And it was so close.
Yeah,
what was that? I turned quickly and I wanted to sink through the floor. Marge was there, in the dark hallway, watching me. I couldn't sleep. I was just going to ask the old man if he had some cigarettes. I said I was... Hey, what's wrong with you? Marge? Marge? She's sound asleep. I wanted to start laughing. I wanted to laugh till the tears ran down my cheeks. Sound asleep. And I remember that before we were married, she jokingly mentioned something about sleepwalking, but in a year of married life, it had never happened before. I had other things to worry about. The funny thing, my last conscious thought before I fell asleep was this. She walks in her sleep. I told Marge about her sleepwalking at breakfast. She said she hadn't done that since she was a kid. It worried her. I told her there was nothing to worry about, but after she went to work, old man Hawkins, who ate breakfast at the house, shook his head.
I don't want to scare you, Mr. Jordan. I'd send your wife to the doctor.
About sleepwalking?
Ah, it's nothing. I don't know. I knew a fellow once, walked in his sleep. One night, he bumped into a bed where another fellow was sleeping, started beating him up.
Huh?
Yeah. The next morning, this sleepwalking fellow wakes up all covered with blood and he doesn't remember a thing. I had to put him away. You can believe me or not, Mr. Jordan, but it's the truth.
I believe you. Baby, you told me to call if something came up.
Well?
Does the $3,500 sound like something, Ruthie?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's still not as important as us being together.
We'll be together. Sit tight and be a good girl, sweetheart. Everything's going to be all right. When I hung up the phone, I saw my fingers were as wet as if I'd dipped them in water. How long would it take me, I wondered? How long would it take me to sell Marge on the idea that in her sleep, she was planning murder?